The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5 online at KRSH.com. I'm thrilled to welcome in studio the general manager from Ag and Open Space, Misty Arias.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Hi, and welcome to Farm to Table. You may be thinking this doesn't sound like Rebecca from Sonoma County Farm Bureau, and you'd be right. As Mindy mentioned, I'm Misty Arias. I'm the general manager of Sonoma County Ag and Open Space. Rebecca has moved on from the Farm Bureau, and while they search for the next host, I'll be stepping in this month to dive deeper into how Ag and Open Space works with and supports our local ag community. You'll hear about our work to conserve farms and ranches, how we work with landowners, how we're engaging the community in land conservation, and how we're trying out new ways to make owning ag land more accessible here in Sonoma County. Never fear, the Farm Bureau will be back as your host next month, but for now, I'd like to welcome my first guest, Steph Tavares, Ag and Open Space's Senior Acquisition Specialist. Hi, Steph.
Hey, Misty. Nice to be here.
Welcome. Can you share a bit about how Ag and Open Space works to conserve agricultural land?
Sure. So the primary tool that we use at Ag and Open Space is called a conservation easement. And we do agricultural conservation easements on our farms and ranches. And those are designed to protect the agricultural utility of these properties so that they can continue to be available for and in really good quality for farming on into the future. And then at the same time, we also protect the pre-existing natural resources and beautiful scenic resources on these properties because we're very lucky. Our farms and ranches are very pretty.
They sure are. I agree. How do these easements support landowners in keeping their agricultural operations?
Sure. So there's a few different ways. We are buying a property right when we buy a conservation easement. And so there's a one-time payment that comes to them, to the owner of these farms and ranches. And oftentimes, landowners will use that to either reinvest in the operation, maybe they need a new barn in order to increase productivity, or maybe they need to consolidate ownership so that their business is stronger going forward. But that influx of cash really helps people plan for the future of their business for that next generation of success.
That's awesome. So now that we know a little bit more about how these easements benefit landowners, can you help us better understand how they help the rest of the community?
Sure. So there's lots of different ways that agricultural conservation helps the community. First and foremost, and I think we all saw this a lot during the early days of the pandemic when we saw shipping disruptions and things, food security. We have local milk, we have local meats and eggs and produce of a very high quality. And if shipping gets disrupted, that's all still locally here. And we have production and processing here. So that's a huge one. But on top of just food, we also are lucky because of the types of agriculture that flourish here. We have really amazing health benefits from open space. We have air quality benefits from open space, psychological benefits from open space. We have clean water because we still have rivers flowing through our farms, and a lot of them have been restored. Mm-hmm. And so we have critters running around. We have animals and wildlife. And so we have a plethora of benefits that are protected alongside the agriculture that does so well here.
Yeah, we're so lucky to have such a thriving local agricultural economy and community. Okay, so maybe digging in a little bit deeper, purchasing a conservation easement can seem very complicated. Can you explain a bit more about how an easement comes to be?
Sure. So we only do voluntary transactions at Ag and Open Space. And I think that's important for people to know because we are a government entity and it's a little scary when we talk about the government buying property rights, right? Mm-hmm. So people come to us and we may sometimes, you know, do some outreach like, hey, wouldn't you like to call us? We like you. Do you like us? But people can apply to our program. We have a pretty extensive application process, which allows us to see if a property is the type of property that we are really prioritizing conservation on. So is it at threat of development or conversion out of agriculture? Does it have really great soils and water? Are there conditions on the land maybe that don't make it ideal for us to conserve at this time? Maybe we want to wait until like some issues are cleared up before they come to us. And then once it's activated, so once it's an active project, we design a conservation easement with the landowner. So it's a very close negotiation. A lot of detail and a lot of thought goes into it. This is a forever deal. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for people to take their time and think about it. Then once we've got that, we do an appraisal. We have an independent appraiser that comes in. So it's not a staff member of ours. It's someone that we hire. And that person says, okay, the value of this property before a conservation easement, so today, mm-hmm. is X. And then if you put a conservation easement on it tomorrow, it would be worth Y. And whatever the difference between those two numbers is, that's the number, that's the most we can pay for mm-hmm. the conservation easement. And if we agree that that's the number that you're willing to accept and we're willing to pay, it goes through the board of directors, which is the same people as the board of supervisors, and then we buy the easement.
Yeah, thank you so much. We've been talking a lot about easements, but it seems like we should share a little bit about our organization. So can you talk a little bit more about Ag and Open Space?
Sure. So as you know, because I think you are the longest running employee at Ag and Open Space. Congratulations on that. We've been around since 2006. We've been around 30 years. Our last funding measure was approved in 2006. Mm-hmm. And so how we do our work is that our community has decided not only to establish an open space district, but they've also decided to tax themselves. Mm-hmm. So we have a sales tax measure. It's a quarter of a cent. And that money goes into our budget. And that money is going to be running out, it's going to be expiring mm-hmm. yes. in 2031. And so Ag and Open Space will still exist. But if we don't have reauthorization of that sales tax measure, we will not have a dedicated source of funds starting in 2031. So we are really hoping for a very successful reauthorization of that sales tax measure so we can continue to do the great work we do.
Yes, we sure are. I think that I can also agree that we are very fortunate to live in a community that is willing to tax themselves to conserve agricultural lands and open space, and we just feel incredibly fortunate. So today we've talked a lot about agricultural lands, but we also, you've touched on this a bit, but we also conserve land to protect other resources like water, forests, and woodlands, wildlife habitat, and so much more. Can you talk a little bit more about that too?
Yeah, sure. We also do a lot of recreation projects. That's probably where a lot of people see us most is our signs on parks. But yeah, so in addition to our agricultural work, which covers more than 80 easements and mm-hmm. almost all of them, like 98-99%, are still in agriculture. We also protect forests, we protect wildlife corridors, we protect important habitat areas. We do a lot of work through our it used to be called the Matching Grant Program, now I believe it's Community Resources.
Community spaces,
sorry, yes. Program, new names, that does more urban open space. So in incorporated and unincorporated communities, mm-hmm. we are helping people build parks mm-hmm. and open spaces and trails so that all of our communities can have access to those great open space benefits. We do a lot of work with outreach and sorry, I just got distracted by something beautiful out the window. So we do a wide variety of things.
Yeah. So let's say someone is listening and is interested in conserving their land. How can they learn more?
Sure. So our website has been updated recently. It has loads of information about the process, about what easements are, but also it has our contact info, and you can go on there. There's a link to click that you can get connected with. It will be Simon Apostol in my department who reaches out back to you, or you can call us. Our number is 707-565-7360. And again, you'll end up chatting with Simon more than likely. He's great and very friendly and very helpful.
And our website is www.sonomaopenspace.org. And Steph, I appreciate you walking us through a little bit more about this process and conservation easements and our agricultural land conservation work. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.